fork and knife and spoon.
And if you had some steak which was not very tender, you might say, well, I've got to put some steak
knives
by the plate. When the dishes are dirty and it's almost supper time and you think, well, I have to have some clean dishes, you say, I must
wash the dishes.
And after you wash the dishes, you would do something to them with clear water.
Rinse and dry.
What do you call them, a rag or a cloth that you use for washing dishes?
Dishcloth.
What do you call the one you use to dry the dishes?
Dish towels.
What do you call the little piece of terry cloth that you use to wash your face?
Washcloth.
After bathing, what do you call the thing you dry yourself with?
Bath towel.
When you turn the water on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink, what do you call that thing you use?
Spigot.
You ever call it anything else?
Faucet.
If it were very, very cold last night, you would say it was so cold that our water pipes
almost froze.
Well, if they froze, they might even
burst.
Years ago, people used to buy flour in a large container, maybe a whole
sack.
When you bought molasses in a very large quantity, or did you ever? Did you speak of it as buying it in any particular amount?
Well, something I never did buy, but I guess they call it a jug.
What do you use if you want to pour water or any liquid from a large mouth container to a small mouth container? What would you use to help you pour it?
That's a funnel.
When you're driving the horses and they aren't going fast enough, what do you use to make them go faster?
You use a whip.
If you bought some fruit at the grocery store, the grocer probably would put it in.